All right, let's take a little break here. Want to do a little segue, tell you about our logo, because it's got some important themes in there. So I mentioned I could talk all afternoon about my cousin Drew, but I will tell you a story about, like I say, he went to Avon Lake High School. He went to OU to study adventure rec. And I remember, like, what's your major? Adventure rec, man. And like, what is that? But a whole bunch of things, outdoors things. But he also applied to the ROTC program. And the first time he applied, he got rejected. And if you knew Drew, I'm sure a whole bunch of F-bombs and, you know, what's that about? But he found out what you have to do to apply and get accepted to the program. And he applied himself, and he did that and got in. It's academics and leadership and certainly physical fitness, all kinds of training. And 4 years later, when he finished at OU and he graduated from the program, each year there are over 1,000 cadets nationwide in ROTC. And when he graduated, he finished 13th in the nation. And so his buddies later learned of this, something like, hey, did you guys hear like 13s in our ranks? Like who is this guy? So they found out that he was 13th, and they nicknamed him the 13th Warrior. So that nickname, that moniker stuck, and that was part of the inspiration for our logo. So the drum has some symbolism in a poem that Drew wrote, which I'll like to read to you. And the two drumsticks are at 1,300 hours, as a nod to his 13th Warrior nickname. And the two sticks represent the songwriter and the veteran coming together in the workshop. The flag theme in the middle is based on a painting that Drew did. It's actually in the lobby out here. And he painted the flag upside down. It's called America. And from some of my veteran friends, I learned that an upside-down flag is a sign of international distress. So I'd love to know what Drew was thinking about when he painted that. And finally, Drew wrote many poems and some songs, but one of his poems inspired our logo, and it's called My Drum. So I'd like to read it to you. So the drum has got a lot of symbolism, and the project team that we worked together on this logo, we realized that Drew's poem and the theme of the drum is like a metaphor for his heart. This is called My Drum. Although my drum no longer beats so loud, I'll never cease to follow its sound. Its beat led me through rivers, forests, and sands, equally through disparity's unforgiving hands. One day again, it will beat proudly a sound, shake down through my body, and rattle the ground. This is my drum. So get a clap, yeah. All right, before our next song read, I wanted to talk about what comes next. I mentioned that when we kicked off, you know, what are we doing here? A little bit about Drew, what comes next? So hopefully what comes next is the connection. You know, when we invite our veterans here to share in a workshop, you know, we have no prescription. We're not looking for vets to come here and heal or grieve or anything specific. We are here for them so that they can tell us about themselves and about their lives and that we can just listen. And it's sort of that complicated and that simple all at once. We just listen. And these songs will help us to tell their stories, help others to access them. And so our greatest hope is that you all will stay connected. You'll help other vets to connect with us and songwriters. We need more courageous songwriters as well. But connect with more vets and keep them, you know, they are part of our community and it's important to embrace them. So help us stay connected, yeah? Okay, so let's keep going. I'd like to invite to the stage, would you all give a round of applause for Haley Schaefer and to share the song she wrote with Amy Jackson. Come on out, Haley.